Well, praise God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray. Let's everybody pray in the Spirit quietly if you can. Say, Satan, you have been evicted out of my life by the power of Jesus. Thank you for your grace, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for the mind of Christ. We give you praise, Jesus, that in your name I can cast out sickness and disease, poverty. I can overcome the works of the flesh in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. Hey, Chris, turn to 2 Timothy 1. We're going to talk about faith tonight, and we're just going to hit a bunch of places in Scripture. 2 Timothy 1, we'll go from 8 to 12, I guess. Hallelujah. It's talking about being not ashamed of the gospel. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 8, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the suffering for the gospel according to the power of God. Verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, says not according to our works, according to the cross, hallelujah, but according to his own purpose in grace which was given to us in before time began. You and I need to get a hold of this, saints. I've preached on this before, but the Word of God is not old. Every time you preach it, there's a fresh anointing and a fresh revelation that comes from that. And so this all happened before time began. Now, you and I have the right to partake of it, amen? To partake of His grace and His love, to partake of the gifts and the fruits, amen? Hallelujah. We shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel. You know, I watch the Broncos, and Tebow is the quarterback. And boy, he stands up there and says, wait a minute, I got to give glory to Jesus. And that guy has a special presence of God on him. He wins games that you'd think it never could win. And it's really strange when you watch his life and when he's running down the field how things happen. Some people trip and fall over, and it's just some strange stuff that goes on when that guy's in the game. And you and I are in the game, and, you know, Jesus is a good place to lean your ladder on. Say, Jesus is a good place to lean my ladder. I will not lean to my own understanding. I'll acknowledge him, and he's going to direct my path. Tonight, the Holy Spirit will bring the presence of Jesus upon me and in me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. While we're still going here, I'm just reading it because if you just read one verse, people say, well, you should read the one above and the one beneath and the one on the side and the one on the left and right anyway. Verse 10, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death, brought life and morality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles. Say, I've been appointed. Hallelujah. This is what I'm trying to get. Verse 12. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. God can keep what you commit to him. Jesus is very, very faithful. Sometimes we forget and don't commit things to God. Sometimes we hold things back. Sometimes we forget. But God wants you to commit your life, your marriage, your finances, your calling. He wants you to commit your mind, your tongue. You see, everything should be committed, and God will watch over it. God, the Holy Spirit in you, will watch over it. He'll bring to remembrance everything Jesus has said. So sometimes we lack some things we haven't committed to God. Paul said he's very faithful to watch over what you commit to him. Well, if we continually, ever on a daily basis, commit our bodies, he'll take care of it and make sure sickness don't come on it. If we try to reason, do it ourselves, see, we have to learn to commit everything to him. We're blood-bought, are we not? We're the temple of the Holy Spirit, so everything should be committed to him. That's the key word there. God wants you to commit everything to him. Hallelujah. That's what Paul found out here. He is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. God wants you to be reminded tonight, if there's anything you haven't committed to him, then you need to spend some time in the prayer closet releasing everything, committing everything to God. Don't try to handle things by getting bitter and angry about this or that. Don't try to handle a reason. You know, I was talking to a lady doctor this past week, and she told me, I was talking about prayer, and she says, you know, prayer builds a strong immune system in your life. Did you know that? There's no reason why. See, I think if you have a strong immune system, sickness won't come on you. It doesn't mean, like Paul says, he suffered. Sometimes we go through things and not know why. Sometimes we try to blame ourselves when we're going through something. But sometimes we just go through things so God can expand our faith. God wants you to know tonight, if there's anything in your life you haven't committed to God, tonight is a good time to do it. Randall, come here a minute. Hallelujah. I'm just going to go and do what the Spirit of God says to do. Amen. I may stop. I may jump. I may.
Hello?
I may call Randall over here. This lady back here with the blue one, hat thing on her. Bring it. She got a testimony. Hallelujah. I want everybody to listen to this. Before he gets there, she came down here to this ministry. She had brain cancer. She had other cancer in her body. And today you got the report?
Today go ahead. I got the report. Go ahead. And the doctor looked at the report, and she just sat there for a while. And she looked up at me, and she said, "We find no evidence of cancer in your body."
Praise God. Bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, dear. God bless you. I mean, the first report she had that she had no cancer in the brain, and now she has no cancer in her body. So they've canceled all treatments and everything. She said to me tonight, when you said that you got to, it's as easy as receiving salvation. You got to, you know, if you'll argue with people say, you're not saved, you'd argue. Say, yes, I am. I accepted Jesus Christ, and you defend it and everything else. That's how you defend healing in your body. Amen? It's that easy. The trouble is, we are moved by people who talk to us. In other words, I can see a woman, doctor, a man, whatever the case may be, and she or he's giving me a report. We have a tendency to believe that because we don't see Jesus all the time. We see the Word of God, but it's easier for the flesh to look at a human being and receive that report. Amen? Cancer-free. MS-free. Hallelujah. I got a free mind. We got a free marriage. What does that mean? Well, someday I'll teach you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if there's anything you haven't committed to God, and he wants everything. He wants your tongue, you see? He wants everything. If your tongue is free and you ain't tamed your tongue, you'll never tame it if you don't commit it to God. The Holy Spirit will help you tame your tongue. See, we say an awful lot of things. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Amen? Through life's journey, I've had all kinds of testings in my body. Different things have come on my body, and I had to fight by faith, and it's gone now. My body, my physical body, is free. But there has been attacks, just like Paul says. There's been attacks on me, you see. But what I commit to God, I know he'll take care of it. You commit your marriage, you commit your grandchildren, your children, commit your finances, commit everything to God. He'll take care of it, and don't take it back. The trouble is, we get into reasoning about certain things, and we start taking it back. We start handling it for God. We want to help God out. Well, God, the Holy Spirit, is in you, and he wants to make sure you're reminded to commit everything to him. There's some people here sitting here tonight. The reason why I say things by the Spirit of God, because it may be one, there may be two, there may be three sitting here tonight that hasn't committed some things to God. And this is how you take the test. If you're still running the old film, in some areas of your life, you haven't committed that to God. You're still trying to handle those things that are going on in your emotions. You're still getting emotionally involved and not spiritually involved. That's how you know you haven't committed things to God. If it's still going on in your mind, the enemy's still trying to occupy your head. He's still trying to throw darts in your mind. So you got to learn to commit everything to God. So when the film starts again, you say, I've committed that to Jesus. It no longer can stay in my head. You've been evicted, Satan, by the power of Jesus. You're leaving my mind. You're leaving my finances. You're leaving my family. You're leaving my wife. You're leaving my children. Whatever it may be, you're going. In the name of Jesus, amen? So we need to learn. That's how you find out, saints. And if you let the old film run, it will produce sickness in your body. It'll cause an emotion in your life, and God wants us to be spiritually involved with him, not emotionally involved. It doesn't mean we can't have good emotions. There's nothing wrong with people jumping up and clapping or running around the church, but that's a good emotion driven by the Holy Spirit. Amen? You people are with me tonight, ain't you? You're kind of quiet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you need to examine yourself tonight. If there's something you can't get rid of, it's because you ain't committed it to God. You haven't let Jesus be Lord over it. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I tell you to do? What do I tell you to do? I tell you to commit everything to me. Stop your worrying. Stop trying to reason your way out of things when I give you the answer through my word by the power of the Holy Spirit how you are to handle a given situation. But you can't handle it. You got to handle it by my spirit. Therefore, you need to commit it to me, says the Lord. Amen? There's somebody here who has a really bad mind problem. And God's saying you haven't committed to him. You're a Christian. You're born again. But you haven't committed it to God. You want him to be Lord over it. If you're still running that old film, you haven't committed to God. And you haven't asked the Holy Spirit to help you to overcome that. Teach me how to overcome the old film. Teach me how to run the new film or put on the new man. Teach me not to identify with yesterday when I was sexually abused or when I did this or done that. Teach me how to walk out of that. And he's going to teach you. You know why? He says he's been sent to you and I, the Holy Spirit, to remind us of everything Jesus has said. So when he says, why do you call me Lord and not do the things I tell you to do. And I'm not asking you to do it by your own strength. I'm asking you to do it by my Spirit that's in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So that's faith, saints. God wants that scripture that I just read. I only wanted to read that, really, that one. Just to remind us. What have you... See, when I get out of bed that in the morning, I commit that day to the Lord. I can't get through it, Jesus, if you ain't going to help me. So I'm asking you to help me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help me. Because guess what? Being a Christian, being a son, being a daughter, being a king, being a priest, being part of the body of Christ, you're going to run into things every day. You commit that day to the Lord. And you let him, and you say to him, you are my Lord. You are my teacher, my counselor. See, some people here are trying to handle other people's problems, and you can't even handle your own. Some people are taking on people's emotional problems, and you haven't really gotten the Lord Jesus Christ Lord over your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So tonight, God wants you to examine yourself. I'm not going to do it. What have you not committed to God? Are you a Scrooge? You hang on to every penny, and you don't tithe or you don't give? See, me and my wife are givers. We give everything, man. We had the food bank down in North Park. We had people. We didn't have you come there by your zip code and all that stuff. We didn't get involved in that. We had 75 coats one time. We just gave them out. We just started giving coats out until there was no more coats. And when people would come a couple of times a month for food, me and Betty would talk, and I'd say, nope, just keep giving it. When there's no more on the shelf, we won't have it. We won't give it. The shelves never ran out. And sometimes as much as 5,000 people. I've had people come in that church down there with no gloves, and I gave them my own gloves, gave them my own coat. See, I'm not hung up on things. I like things. If I see a coat, I go buy it. But sometimes I'll go buy one coat and give two coats away. How many coats you men got in your closet? 5, 6? That's the first part of faith. Whatever you haven't committed, and that's the guide, that's the ruler now. If you're still running the old film, you haven't committed to God. He's not Lord over it. See, I'm just trying to teach you how to be free. And the only way I can teach you how to be free is how God taught me. And how he got me free from booze and drugs and MS and mindsets and a death wish. And I had a death wish when I was young and so on and so forth. But that's how I got free. You got to give it. You got to commit it to him. Your life belongs to him. He needs to be Lord over your life. And you need to stop speaking those reports that come out of the world. But speak the report that comes out of the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I trust in the Lord. Trust means to put one's confidence in God or in Jesus. Confidence means assurance. Assurance means his security or knowing my name is written in heaven. Do you know your name is written in heaven? Would you, if I said your name is not written down in heaven, would you tell me, no, sir, my name is written down in heaven? You'd defend that. Well, defend his grace, defend his mercy, defend his love, defend the blood covenant in your life, defend the mind of Jesus Christ in your life. Get violent. Get a violent faith going in your life. Amen? Don't let your body tell you. You tell your body. Don't let your mind tell you. You tell your mind. Don't let the devil tell you. You tell the devil. Don't let the principalities control you. You control the principalities and powers in the name of Jesus. Amen? So just whatever you haven't committed to God, commit to him. There's some people here who are being tempted. You need to commit it to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to look at something different here now. Let me see. Praise you, Jesus. Mark chapter 6. Mark, he's gone. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, starting with verse 34. And I just like to read Scripture and pick out things in Scripture and just amplify it as the Spirit of God gives it to me. How many here are looking for a miracle? Well, you know something? Maybe you need to sit down and rest. Be quiet. Let's just read the Scriptures here. This is faith. This is faith. Hallelujah. First, we're going to commit things to God. If you're running the old film, you haven't committed to God. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to clean yourself out. You got to let the Word of God be Roto-Rooter. Amen? The devil's been evicted, right? Then what is he doing in your mind? See, sometimes we just sit back and we just think on things that the devil's put in our minds and don't even realize it. Well, if you pray daily, the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance the things Jesus said, that you're blood-bought, you're God's property, you got grace, you see, and he ain't got no business in your mind. Satan. Hallelujah. Mark 6, verse 34. And Jesus, when he had came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them. Say, Jesus is moved by compassion towards me. I have his compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants to teach us many things. He wants to teach us victory. He wants to teach us about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to teach us about Jesus. Bring the presence of Jesus into your life. Bring the presence of Jesus into your mind. Amen? So he hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? He wants to teach us. He has compassion on us. Because everybody doesn't have a shepherd. You may say, well, I go to that church over there. But you see, saints, there's a lot more as a sheep of being part of the body of Christ and so on, and just calling somebody my pastor. Hallelujah. All of us here need his compassion. You know that? You need to know that you have his compassion and that he loves you. You need to know that. Hallelujah. In verse 35, when the day was now far spent, hallelujah, his disciples came to him and said, this is a deserted place, and already the hour is late. Have you ever been are you in a deserted place tonight? Where you feel like there's nothing going on, you're just kind of floating around somewhere, you're in a deserted place? Listen now, there's a reason for all this. Send them away that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy themselves some bread. Now, the natural mind is kicking in here. We all start in reasoning. We start reasoning how we're going to handle a given situation. How are we going to get maybe it's a mortgage. Maybe it's a bill. Maybe our natural always kicks in. We always try to turn to the world in order to get things. And we ought to be able to get things from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because he, number one, has compassion on us. He's our shepherd. And we've committed everything to Jesus, at least we're supposed to. He's Lord over our lives. Every promise in Jesus Christ is yes, yes. Is it not? Hallelujah. In verse 37, but he answered them and said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 100 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat? But he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go see. And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. You see, God can take the smallest thing in your life that you commit to him. Take the smallest thing and multiply it. He can multiply the anointing in your life. He can multiply the grace in your life. He can multiply the peace in your life, you see. God says, commit it to me and let me multiply it, whatever that may be. See, the more of God, see, God has to be multiplied in your life, in your flesh. You have to bring in the mind of Jesus Christ, and you must have more of God's word in your mind and then your own reasoning and your own thoughts. There's people struggling here with your inner self. You got your soul, your emotions, and you've never committed to the Lord. It's been just after you, after you, after you. There was somebody getting up late last night in this same soulish area, the same emotion was causing you problems during the night, last night. So you tried to handle it yourself. You tried to reason, how am I ever going to get over this? It's eating me like cancer. You can't. You need the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to commit it to Jesus. Then you must need to say, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus, help me. Help me overcome this. I don't want to be this way. Jesus said I don't have to be this way. He's cleansed me. He's cleaned me out. He's forgiven me. Now you need the help of the Holy Spirit. You need to be in school of the Holy Ghost. And you need to be trained how to get rid of that soulish area, that emotion that's causing you to be up at night. There's somebody here who just runs the same thing, same thing. And you're always heightened. But he answered them and said to them, verse 37, you give them something to eat. And they said to them, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat? But he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. See, how much faith do you have? I have little faith. What is little faith? Growing faith. See, right now you have everything you need. You got his love, you got his forgiveness, you got his blood covenant, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, you have the mind of Jesus Christ, you have angels around you, you have the gifts of the Spirit in you. You know what Jesus is? He's a fruit examiner. You know that? I'll stop there. Well, 38, he said to them again, how many loaves do you have? See, God said, what do you have? Do you have faith? What do you have? You have every promise in Jesus Christ. You have the blood covenant. You have the mind of Jesus Christ. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what you have. Then commit it to him. Ask God to help you. Hallelujah. And when they have found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them in verse 39, to make them all sit down in groups on the green grass. Listen, a lot of times we're going too fast. We're traveling all over the place. We need to sit down and let God, the Holy Spirit, minister to us. We need to come into his rest. And you shouldn't be driven by the old film. You should sit down and let God minister. Maybe he wants to give you a miracle in your body. Maybe he wants to give you a miracle in your finances. Maybe he wants to give you a miracle in your marriage, or if you need a husband, or if you need a wife. Maybe he wants to give you a miracle, but you got to sit down. You're running too fast. You're way ahead of God. Your mind's going in the old place all the time. God said, I want you to sit down. Let me serve you. Sit down. And I'll feed you what you need. What have you not committed to me? Well, Lord, well then commit it to me. Hallelujah. So they committed the fish and the loaves, and he told them to sit down in groups. In verse 40, so they sat down in ranks in hundreds and fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fish, he divided among them. Well, listen, saints. So they all ate and were filled. Say, I want to be filled with God. I'm going to commit everything to God. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to teach me. I'm going to be in his rest. I'm going to receive his peace. And I'm going to get filled with God's love, God's compassion, God's spirit. You need to draw back, sit down, and start letting your mind try to figure out how to solve all these things that people go through. Hallelujah. Let God feed you. Let God feed you his word. Let God feed you his compassion, his love. Let God feed you the healing. Let him convince you that healing belongs to you. The promises belong to you. Let God feed you. Sit down and be quiet. Come into his rest. Amen? And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fish. And now those who had eaten the loaves were about 5,000. 5,000 men. Hallelujah. Listen to me, saints. 5 loaves, he feeds 5,000. God never runs out. If you'll just be quiet and sit down, commit things to God, just let God minister to you. He loves to minister. You see, he's ministering food here. He wants to minister the word of God. You see, some people here don't have enough of God's love for yourselves. You're trying to give out God's love, and you don't have enough God's love for yourself. God wants to feed your love. God wants to feed your compassion. God wants you to see and experience his grace. But you know something, saints? Every time he gives you more grace, he's going to expect more. You know that? Isn't he? See, God wants you free, spirit, soul, and body. My God, just sit down. I was in my prayer closet today, sitting in his presence. I said, Lord, I need your presence. Then he said, be quiet. It probably didn't come out like it came out of me, but that's what he meant. Be quiet. So I just sat there and be quiet, and it wasn't 2 minutes. I was so drunk I couldn't get out of the chair. And I stayed there and stayed there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I said, I'm not going to take myself serious, God. I'm just going to flip the Bible open, and and that's what I'm going to speak on tonight. And that's where it fell open. So we've been three places. 2 Timothy, committing things to God, you see. Sit down and be quiet. Receive his compassion. Let God minister to you. If it's food, he'll minister. If it's water, he'll minister. If it's love, he'll minister. If it's compassion, he'll minister. If it's healing, he'll minister. If it's a miracle, he'll minister it. You see him all through Scripture doing it. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, isn't he not? Hallelujah. So that's number two, second place we go. One more place, Mark 11. Mark 11. Marky. He usually sits right there, so he's gone. Hallelujah. That's the guy that plays the guitar here. Mark 11, 23. Well, I'll go 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Say, I have faith in God. I have the God kind of faith. I'm saved. I have his faith. I have his spirit of faith. You have it. 23. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, what is your mountain you want to speak to tonight? What have you not committed to God? What is it? What mountain is in your life? Is it sickness? Is it finances? Is it mind problems? Is it soulish area? Emotions? Is it yesterday? Is it things the devil's reminding you of that God said, I've already taken that? Have you told Satan he's been evicted out of your life by the power of Jesus Christ? For surely I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea and does not doubt, there's the key. Once we get on a promise of God, don't quit. Get like a dog on a bone. Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep saying it. But say it in a positive way. If you need healing, you say, I'm healed. He took every infirmity. But that doesn't mean you won't have things in your body come upon you. I'm telling you, you will, saints. I've been 35 years at this, and I've battled through an awful lot of things. I can tell when I'm going to have a heavy anointing when I come down here, because I can't keep my eyes open. I walk down here like an old wet rag. Don't want to talk to anybody. Can't talk. I'm too tired. It's the presence of God. It'll drain your flesh. You know why? He wants you to lean on the presence. He don't want you to get in reasoning. When I come down here, he don't want me sitting in the office trying to figure out what I'm going to say. That's a lack of faith. When you come up against a mountain, he'll give you what you have to say. What is he going to give to you? He's going to give you authority. He's going to give you the faith. The Holy Spirit's going to rise up and bring the presence of Jesus into your life. And if there's something stopping it, he'll say, I want that. Commit it to me. Sit down. Let me minister. Why are you running all over the place? Why are you here and there and over? Sit down. Be quiet. Hallelujah. And does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. He'll have whatever he says. Now, listen. This is in the red. This is Jesus speaking. You're going to have to make up your mind. You're going to believe what Jesus said and not what some other teaching says. You'll believe what Jesus said. He said you can have what you say if you believe it. Now, let's guess what? You can't believe by the flesh. You've got to believe by the Holy Spirit. And you don't want the devil having any part of this thinking in your mind. So he's been evicted. So you're going to get the Word of God in your mind. You're going to renew your mind. Amen? A lot of people won't accept this, saints. You're going to have to make up your mind, and you'll excite the Holy Spirit when you say, I'm going to believe what Jesus said. And when he said, listen now, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, that could be a demon, that could be a soulish thing, that could be lack of money, whatever it may be. Everybody has different mountains. Amen? And sometimes we blow the mountain up, we make it bigger than it really is. It starts off a molehill, and all of a sudden you see someone 6 years or 5 years, 3 years later, and man, it's a mountain. See, you're the one that grows it. You're the one that grows it by confessing it, by thinking on it, by receiving that bad report. Only bad reports grows mountains. God's report grows great things, love and compassion and power and strength. He's the vine, we're the branch. Who we plugged into? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he's saying here, for surely I say to you, this is Jesus speaking, you have to make up your mind. Well, I don't know about that. You know what it is? When we don't know about it, we've kicked into our own reasoning. And we're trying to figure out it by ourselves and not by the Spirit of God. You got to commit your tongue. You got to commit your mind. You got to ask the Holy Spirit. You're a teacher, you're a counselor, a comforter. Strengthen me. Teach me, Holy Spirit, how I can believe in what Jesus says. Because guess what, saints? You're born of the Spirit. He must be teaching you to bring the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. You better learn how to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. For surely I say to you, whoever says this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, this is Jesus speaking, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. If you believe it, you can have whatever you say. Within the realm of the promises of Jesus. Now, if you're wanting a Brinks truck to back up, just to get you through your misery of being without finances, it ain't going to happen that way, saints. It's trickled down through Abraham. Jesus is a seed. We're in Jesus Christ, and it trickles down through Abraham. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's how God set it up. He taught Abraham the gospel. In Galatians. Hallelujah. Therefore, I say to you, in verse 24, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. You know we struggle with that? Because you know we say, well, I've asked and they ain't never come and I ain't never got it. You need to be quiet. You need to sit down and you need to let God, the Holy Spirit, feed you. Receive his compassion. That thought or that thing you just said, commit it to God. Work at not saying it no more. Because what you're doing is you're coming against Jesus. That's what he said right here now. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, well, I don't think it means anything. Does it? Well, you want to read it again? We can read it 20 times and it won't change. Right? Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, when you what? So you got to pray the scriptures. You can't stay there and mumble from your flesh, saints. You got to pray the scriptures. You got to pray if you're praying that you want a greatness of God in you, my God shall supply my need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm above, I'm not beneath, I'm the head, not the tail. Amen? So, whatever you need, if it's money, if it's a job, if it's a husband, if it's a wife, if it's the anointing, whatever it may be, you got to pray the scripture that fits that. That's why God put the answers and the promises in here for you to pray them. So you won't get into your flesh and you start talking to God about all kinds of things that you want, and it's just to have the flesh lust upon it. Listen, God loves you and I just like he did Abraham. He blessed Abraham, blessed Abraham, blessed Abraham. He wants to bless us financially the same way. But you know what he said? Seek the kingdom first. Get into Jesus. Commit your life to Jesus. Don't rerun the old film. Run the new film. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. That's the supernatural realm. I don't want to call you Lord, Lord, not do the things you tell me to do. So when you say pray, Jesus, I must pray the answer. Amen? And the Word of God is the answer, whatever you're praying, whatever that mountain you're speaking to. You've got to find a scripture or a chapter that fits that, and that's what you pray. There's people sitting here that don't know God's call upon their life. And the scripture is very clear. Ephesians just says to ask for the spirit of wisdom, that your eyes will be open, that you'll know his call. Not your call, but his call. That's the answer to that. Well, I don't know what God wants me to do. Have you asked for the spirit of wisdom? Have you prayed that? You got to keep on praying it till you get light and revelation of it. Amen? Amen? I say to you, whatever things, you know why? See, we don't think that everything has been given to us by every promise in Jesus. Yes, yes. If you deny this right here, you may not understand it. You may be talking this scripture in your reasoning first. But God, the Holy Spirit, is going to produce faith in you. It says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. Believe it, you got to sit down and let God feed you. They sat down and they received the food. You got to sit down and be quiet and let God feed you. Amen? Hallelujah. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive. You know how many? See, this is what we're doing is being reminded tonight, the things that we put on the shelf, and we've stopped doing this stuff. Things we haven't committed to God, and you wonder why your life's all messed up. You've got to commit things to God. You've got to sit down. You've got to let God minister to you. You've got to receive his compassion, his love, and his grace. You've got to let the Holy Spirit minister to you. See, I don't take on things no more. You know, someone once said, he was a pastor, and he said, when people come in the office, I usually take my Bible out and open it up like this, and they're sitting there, and the first thing they say, I didn't come in here to get preached to. And the answer from the pastor is, well, I can't help you. I opened the Bible to give you an answer. I don't want you preaching. See, that's a religious thing that's coming through the body of Christ now. I can see people. I've watched programs on television, and they'll talk for 2 hours and never crack the Bible. They'll talk about all kinds of funny things, but never crack the Bible. Never give Jesus his due season. Hallelujah. I know people who go to church, never bring their Bible. I was asked to preach in a Methodist church one time. This is a true story. And so I'm standing up there preaching, and I'm looking around. There's no Bibles. I said, you know something? I'm going to be here tomorrow night. And if the Bible's too heavy, I'll have someone come around, pick you up, and help you with it. Oh, they didn't like that. And guess what? The Methodists were laying all over the floor when I left. People say, don't touch me. I said, it ain't me, it's Jesus. Well, guess what? When I left there, they were blessed. They were all over the floor the second night as well as the first night. Never asked me back. The Methodist pastor, when I was leaving, he was outside, boy, just to suck it on those cigarettes. Hey, Pastor, your teeth are going to fall out. I didn't say that. This is a true story. I was invited there. And the lady that invited me lived right next door. And she says, Pastor Mayo, why don't you just put a church right over there? And I only have to go across the lawn. I said, if I put it right there, you still wouldn't come. You're mean spirited. I said, no, that's truth. I mean, in Africa or someplace, they'll walk for miles in the rain and the mud to hear the word of God. In America, you've got to have air conditioning. You've got to have padded seats. You got to pass out donuts? Coffee? Do you have any dating people over there? This is about Jesus. It's a good place to find a wife or a husband in the church, but if you don't have a dating place here, I can't come over there, Pastor Mayo, because I can't find a date. You ought to start dating Jesus and get a relationship, and then when you find a wife, you'll have a strong relationship. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, are you asking for a husband? Are you asking for a wife? Whatever things you ask, you can have it. When I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, say, when I pray. See, a lot of people just want to talk to God about their problems. You're not praying the scripture. When you pray, preferably, you ought to start off praying in tongues. Pray in tongues. When you pray, believe that you receive them. See, if you don't, the Bible says you pray in tongues, you build up your most holy faith. If you don't build up your most holy faith, you won't believe in nothing you're reading. You'll look at that and say, oh, Mark 23, man, speaking to mountains. And I've heard that stuff since I was a little girl and I accepted Jesus, and today I still can't. That's because you don't believe it. Jesus gives the answer there. That's because you don't believe it. That's why it took me so long to walk out of MS. I didn't believe it. I was brainwashed by the Catholics. They need a lot of head washing themselves. Well, praise God. Amen? Therefore, I say to you, whatever thing, say whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. That's a blank check. Whatever. Maybe there's something in your life of unforgiveness and you're so wrapped up in the soulish area you can't receive from God. Maybe you haven't committed things to God that God wants you to be, He wants to be Lord over. Maybe you won't sit down, stay still. Maybe you won't let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Well, praise God. I can't do it now. I got about 20 scriptures here, the power of the tongue. About 20 scriptures, the power of the tongue. What are you saying daily? Do you say something to your husband? Or maybe you don't say something when he's there. And when you're by yourself, that klutz, you won't get out of. What do you say? You'd be surprised what stops the power of God in people's lives. Well, say, I bind bitterness.
I bind rebellion.
You know, rebellion is self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submission. You know why people don't like to come here? They don't want to submit to what I'm saying. They want to hear stories about you're going to be a millionaire Tuesday. Strife. I bind strife. See, these are the things you got to get over. If these things are going on in your life, hatred, unforgiveness, violent temper. Does anybody have anger here? I see the lady back there. At least she's honest. She's raising her hand. As long as you got anger in your life and you don't commit it to God and you don't let him feed you and you don't start speaking to your mountain, that's a mountain. Anger is a mountain. I used to be full of it. Anger. Stubbornness. I was stubborn. Boy, I tell you, when I got saved, a lady said to me, "You're going to be an evangelist." I said, "I'm having trouble being myself." It was a good word. I started to be an evangelist. And then I was in this church one day, and the whole church was sick. I mean, physically sick, including the pastor. And he said, "Elroy, I want you to take over this church." "You bet, Pastor, I'll do it." I wish I could have recalled that thing. So I took that church over. The pastor, he was so sick, man. And I said, "Let me pray for you." No, he said, "I'm just going to retire." He's going to retire in his sickness. Well, he died a short time later. And everybody came up. They'd come up every Friday for prayer. And they were so sick. They had so many, I didn't think there was that many diseases in the world. I used to say to my wife, "I think I shot my mouth off too much. I shouldn't have said, 'I'll take it.' I mean, this is hard." You know why? I was operating in the soulish area. I had to learn to operate in the spirit. I was so beat up. I had bruises all over me. I had one lady come up. I shouldn't say this, but I will politely. She had a lot of trouble with gas. I'm serious, man. I started praying for her. And she said, "See, Pastor?" I went, "My God." I mean, the longer I prayed, the more it came. I wanted to say, "Feet, do your stuff." She came for prayer 10 times, man. I've never in my life heard anything like that. I said, "What are you? I said, "You eating beans?" He said, "No, Pat, no. It just happens." A demon of gas, man. And it sure smelled like a demon, too. What would you do if that happened? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I could laugh now, but it wasn't funny then. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Well, me and my wife will have something to talk about when we go home. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Pray number three in the black. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. See, you needed that. I know I did. Can you imagine this being on a DVD and someone's going, what'd he say? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Number one, you got to commit things to God. Number two, you got to let God sit down, be quiet, let God minister to you. Number three, you have to build your faith up and speak to your mountain. And you got to believe in what you pray. Whatever you pray that comes under the blood of Jesus and the promise of Jesus, it's yours. God will give you the authority to manifest that. We should walk out of here tonight with a whole new direction by the Holy Spirit in our lives. Just those three areas. Every Christian that I know carries some things that's not committed to God. Paul said he'll watch over it. Amen? He wants to feed us. If it's love or it's compassion, he wants to feed us. He wants us to sit down and be quiet. Amen? Hallelujah. And then build up your faith. And that third one, like I said, speak to your mountain. Hallelujah. Tonight, I played that because I'm going to release peace into your life. I have an awful lot of peace that I walk in, and I'm going to release peace into your life. And it's going to be up to you to hold on to it. That's what God's going to feed you tonight through me, is peace. Your position is committing things to God. Be quiet, let God feed you, whatever you need to be fed. And there's a whole list of things that God will feed you. Amen? Maybe he'll feed your faith because you need faith because there's something going on in your body. Amen? He's going to get you, after a while, he's going to get you to build up your faith and speak to that mountain. He's going to get you to pray and believe what you're praying you'll get. I don't care what it is. Amen? So tonight, the ministry of the Holy Spirit through me is going to be peace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So those who want a peace released into their lives, come up here now in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone has some weak muscles in your back, and God is healing it. You have some weak muscles in your back, and God is healing it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pray. Hi. It's good to see you again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Just close your eyes. Raise your hands. Holy Spirit, we call upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to help us. As I'm going to release the peace of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit, that truly the peace of Jesus will go into their lives tonight. We just speak by faith, relying on you, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll bring the presence of Jesus upon these people, the presence of Jesus in the area of peace, the presence of Jesus, hallelujah, the presence of Jesus, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, we love you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, praise you, Jesus, oh, the presence of Jesus. Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Oh. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Of Jesus, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The peace of Jesus. I just released the peace of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah, the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus. Thank you.
The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. The peace of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The peace. Oh, hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Of Jesus, the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Oh. Of Jesus, the peace of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The peace of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus. Oh, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I speak the peace unto his dad. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank him. We praise you, Lord. The peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Well, praise God, amen? Isn't God good? Yes, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. Yeah, give the Lord a clap offering, hallelujah. Do people want prayer for anything else besides that, what I prayed for? If you want prayer for other things, then come up here now, quickly. Father God, in the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah. The peace of Jesus, hallelujah. The peace of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Father God, she's up here for her son, Ben, Lord. And I just speak the healing power, the protection of the blood of Jesus upon Ben right now. I touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. And I tell you, Satan, you're evicted out of him. Jesus has driven you out. And right now we ask the Holy Spirit to come upon Ben, Lord, and to bring that which he needs, that our God shall supply his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we pray that into Ben's life, that you're supplying his need right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. And into the mom, Lord, we thank you, Lord. That things are going to turn around her life, Lord. That she is going to have the peace. That she is going to have the victory. She is going to have the promises. She is going to have the forgiveness and compassion, because she's going to sit still and let you minister, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, into her life by the power of your Holy Spirit. We give her praise and honor and glory right now, Lord, as you're touching her, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. She can feel the presence of God upon her, Lord, in Jesus' name. The presence that loves, the presence that has compassion, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I bind all sickness and disease, Lord. I touch his blood, Lord. I command his blood to align itself with the word of God that is pure. Life will be in the blood, in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise. I got to see you out there. Don't go away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Power in the blood of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. The healing power of you, Jesus. The anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Lord. We give you praise. The anointing is the Holy Spirit that's teaching him how to receive healing from you, Jesus. You took every infirmity, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that his physical body is going to represent you, Jesus, by walking and healing and being healed by your power and by your compassion and by your love. We give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, the daughter-in-law and the son-in-law, Lord, we speak healing into their marriage. We bind you, Satan. You're not going to break up this marriage, even though they're separated right now. The power of God can make them become one. The power of God can bring them back. We say, Lord, that you have said, let no man put asunder, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you. No demon is going to break up this marriage. No principality and power. Your power has been broken, Satan. Your power has been broken, principalities and powers. Leviathan, you twisting, lying spirit, I can sense they're lying about each other. And I bind that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that I prophesy your healing power into this marriage. For you created marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask for the Holy Spirit to intervene, Lord, and heal this, just like you would heal a Lazarus from a dead, Lord. You'd heal blind eyes and leprosy, Lord. You can heal this marriage, Lord. And so we're bringing this marriage before you, committing it to you, and prophesying your power of your spirit into their marriage right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this marriage is coming back together by your power and by your grace. In Jesus' name, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you heal their hearts, Lord. There seem to be a lot of things in each one of their hearts. Heal their hearts, Lord Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit touch them, Lord. Heal their hearts, Lord Jesus Christ. We cry out unto you, Lord. This mom, Lord, we say, heal the hearts, Lord. Heal their hearts, Lord, as this body of believers believes in your miracle power to heal marriages in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch Ron right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you for the peace in his life. I thank you, Lord, as I bind the spirit of confusion, Lord. And there seems to be a tremendous lot of tiredness and just wanting to give up. There's some things that are slipping by him that come from you, Lord Jesus. So we're asking, Lord, that he's made to stand still, Lord, and you minister to him, Lord, those things that he truly needs, spirit, soul, and body, Lord. As she stands in, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that I can prophesy that my God is supplying his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and that Ron will realize by the Spirit of God that he can do all things through Christ that strengthens him. And Ron will realize that he has to allow the mind of Christ to come into him. He has to spend time with you, Lord Jesus Christ, in a way not that the flesh commands, but as the Spirit of God commands in him, Lord. Bring him into that place, Holy Spirit. Bring him into that place of completeness and agreement with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bring him into that place of spirit, soul, and body being healed, Lord, by your power. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that Ron is going to come alive, Lord, and his blood is going to be changed, Lord. His heart is going to be changed, Lord. His mind is going to be changed. His spirit is going to be changed because of your compassion, your love, because you are going to minister life to him, to his spirit, soul, and body, because you promised, and we know that the Holy Spirit will bring the presence of Jesus into his life and causing him to come out of self and to come into the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, where peace and protection and knowledge and wisdom is. We speak these things and call it forth and prophesy it into Ron's life in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Huh? Oh. Where do you go? Where do you go? Where do you go? I'll see you in a minute. Hallelujah. Well, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, to God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, God is saying there's going to be an awareness of His presence in people's homes. Sitting in here, there hasn't been awareness that God's presence is in your home. God's presence is around you. And that presence wants to minister to you. He's just not manifesting. He wants you to know about His compassion, long-suffering, His forgiveness, and His love, and His power to overcome anything that's been placed in you by the enemy, because he's been evicted, the enemy has, and God has placed Himself in your life. But He wants you to know that His presence is around you. God, the Holy Spirit, wants to teach you how to receive and feel and receive His presence in your home, in your automobile, in your business. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Teach us, Holy Spirit, the presence of Jesus. Let the presence of Jesus manifest here tonight to heal and set the captives free. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, because you're the only way to the Father God. You are the Son of the Most High God. We honor you tonight. We praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for saving us, Lord. We thank you that we're going to receive, knowing that our names are written down in heaven. We're going to receive the fullness of our salvation, because you're working in this, Lord Jesus, for your good pleasure. Your good pleasure is for us to walk in healing and peace and love and joy in the Holy Ghost. So we thank you and we praise you tonight, Lord, as we speak that into existence, Lord. Life is going to be in our tongues. Life is going to be in our minds. Life is going to be in our spirits. Life is going to be in our spirit. We thank you and we praise you for sending the Holy Spirit to comfort and teach and counsel us how to walk in the light, how to walk in the power of you, Lord Jesus Christ, and carry on your ministry and set the oppressed and the captives free. We give you praise tonight, Lord, for your anointing is in this place. We give you praise, Lord, for bringing us in this wonderful love and compassion and let it manifest in our lives. So it's in Jesus' name we pray these things, knowing that it's done now in Jesus' holy name. Amen.